From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of an Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it is too soon to draw conclusions. Despite opposition from Israel, the U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday that he will attend the talks.
And I certainly intend to be helpful and cooperative with the French in a cooperative way that makes sense for the parties, in order to encourage them to come to the table.
Kerry said restarting the peace process, or at least keeping a path open to do so, remains a U.S. priority. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and one U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. NATO has officially invited Montenegro to become its 29th member. NATO's foreign minister signed the accession protocol in Brussels Thursday as Montenegrin Prime Minister Milo Djukanovic looked on. All 28 legislative bodies, including the U.S., must ratify the protocol before Montenegro can join. This is VOA News.